Chapter 1.
Oh my God. Is that...
Yeah. The small boat coasted to a stop, the port bow gently thumping against a cluster of mangrove roots. Ahead, an object floated face down. A body. And it had company. Emily Durand leaned over the bow, lifting her sunglasses to squint at the shapes on the surface of the water 10 yards ahead.
And... is that...
A crocodile, yeah. Boone Fisher hefted the boat hook they'd been using to gaff trash out of the water and stepped over the bags of garbage in the bilge.
"That's a big un," their skipper said, his voice low with reverent admiration. "They don't usually get like that with all the boat strikes and poaching."
Ross Brooke pushed a cluster of dreadlocks aside while gently urging his little boat around the exposed mangrove roots with short pulses from the outboard. Boone moved to the bow alongside Emily and looked at the body floating against the roots. A diver, from the looks of it. If the tank on its back wasn't clue enough, one of the feet still had a fin on it. Its counterpart may once have had a fin, but that limb was currently in the toothy maw of an American crocodile. An impressive specimen, this one appeared to be over 12 feet in length. Belize had 2 species of crocs, and Boone had seen a few juveniles and young adults on the lagoon side of Key Caulker, but up here, on the undeveloped north side, they must grow them large. The crocodile adjusted its toothy grip and spun into a death roll. The pop of a leg joint was audible across the 10 yards.
"Crikey Moses!"
Emily hissed and turned away, looking quite pale. Boone placed a hand on her shoulder and gently tightened his long fingers on the lime-green spandex of her rash guard. "Ross," he shouted, "bring us in close." The Belizean sucked his teeth.
"Whoever they were, they ain't feeling nothing now, Boone."
"Ross!
Don't want the croc swamping me boat, hear?"
"We'll be fine," Boone said, hoping his confidence was warranted. Ross Brooks' vessel was a shallow fisherman's boat with a single outboard, but she seemed fairly stable. He eyed the large crocodile as they coasted closer. After a moment's thought, he dropped the plastic hook and grabbed his scuba gear, rapidly detaching the tank from his regulator in BCD vest. Emily watched him for only an instant before figuring out what he was doing. She snatched up the boat hook Boone had dropped and settled in to the right of the bow, snugging her petite frame against the gunwale.
"Go for the eyes, yeah?"
"That's the plan," Boone said, moving alongside her with the aluminum tank in his hands. For the past month, they'd been volunteering for a weekly mangrove cleanup. After the first afternoon, Boone had started bringing a scuba rig aboard in case they spotted any miscellaneous trash on the bottom.
"All right, Booney, you blast, I'll hook."
Emily leaned forward.
"Boone, keep your empress back here. She be a morsel to that ting."
"Ross, I'm right here, you know,"
Emily said with a tinge of annoyance in her voice. Then she looked back over her shoulder, the smirk on her lips bringing an impish dimple to the surface.
"Did you just call me royalty?"
Ross flashed a brilliant smile.
"Oh, you mean empress."
He pulsed the motor a couple more times, gently sending the boat toward corpse and croc.
"It's how we Rastafari say, girlfriend."
"I like it,"
Emily mused. She returned her attention to the water ahead of the bow, knuckles white on the shaft of the boat hook, bracing herself as the boat glided toward the scene of carnage. She let out a shaky breath.
"Boone, your empress commands you to be ready."
The levity of her statement was undercut by a tremor in her voice. "Your Majesty," Boone said absently, pressing the sole of a bare foot onto the bow and hefting the pressurized tank. The remaining inches of distance were eaten up as the crocodile completed its roll, gulping down a chunk it had torn loose. Boone leaned forward, his long arms extending the top of the tank toward the reptile. With a quick twist of the valve knob, Boone released a blast of pressurized air into the left eye of the crocodile. Startled, it whipped its head away from the unexpected stimulus.
"Brilliant!"
Emily shouted, thrusting the hook forward and snagging an edge of the BCD vest, quickly pulling the body against the side of the boat.